Healing is for Everyone by Jurla Prevalon. What does a bucket of mangoes have to do with healing? In America, the currency exchange for healing is cash, personal funds, or insurance. In Haiti, one woman expressed her gratitude for the healing she experienced with a bucket of mangoes. That exchange says everything. Elevate Her did not begin in a boardroom or through a polished strategic plan. It began in a relationship. Our work first took root in Haiti through a nurse serving families in her community. She began noticing a troubling pattern. Mothers were overwhelmed, emotionally exhausted, and seemingly shell-shocked by daily survival. Though food assistance was present, many children remained malnourished. The issue was not food alone. It was trauma. These women were carrying grief, chronic stress, political instability, and unresolved loss in their bodies. And that burden was quietly shaping how they showed up for their children. The nurse, recognizing that something deeper was happening, heard about our work and invited Elevate Her into the community to walk alongside these women. What happened next affirmed everything we have come to believe about healing. Within the first week of gathering with the women, something visibly shifted. Women who had been isolated began connecting with one another. Stories that had been held in silence were spoken aloud. Laughter returned. Tears flowed freely. Mothers became more attentive and nurturing with their children. The children, in turn, responded. It was not magic, it was community-based trauma-informed healing. We stayed in that community for 5 years, working not only with women, but with couples and local leaders. Over time, it became increasingly clear that Elevate Her's impact did not stop with the individual woman. Healing radiated outward, to children, households, and entire communities. When women heal, families stabilize. When families stabilize, communities begin to breathe again. One woman's story captures this ripple effect powerfully. When she first entered our program, she had no language for trauma. She was overwhelmed by grief and loss, paralyzed by the political instability in her country, and unsure of her own future. She felt stuck, emotionally, spiritually, and practically. After participating in a one-week Elevate Her conference, she shared that something inside her had unlocked. She could finally see her potential again. 2 years later, that same woman organized and curated a community event that reached more than 350 women in a rural area. What changed? She did not become a therapist. She did not gain access to elite credentials. She reclaimed her voice, her story, and her agency. And she brought others with her to do the same. This is what sets Elevate Her apart. We believe that healing has been hoarded, especially in Western contexts. It has been placed in shiny, expensive boxes and guarded by gatekeepers, therapists, clinicians, and institutions that are often inaccessible to people without money, insurance, or proximity. While professional therapy is valuable, it is not the only pathway to healing, nor is it culturally consistent or acceptable for many communities around the world. When healing is treated as a luxury, people begin to believe it is not for them. Elevate Her disrupts that narrative. Our work gives healing tools back to the people. We help communities recognize that healing has always existed among them, in their stories, rituals, relationships, faith, and survival strategies. The fact that communities are still standing means they have already been doing something right. We help them see, name, and strengthen those practices rather than replacing them with foreign or elitist models. By contextualizing trauma-informed practices within each community's cultural, spiritual, and social realities, women become owners of their healing rather than passive recipients. They become storytellers instead of statistics, leaders instead of clients. Our programs give women their voices back. They restore dignity. They return power to those who have been taught to doubt their own wisdom. And healing does not stop at the emotional level. We recognize that unhealed trauma makes it difficult to strategize, plan, and access other resources. When your nervous system is constantly in survival mode, it is nearly impossible to think long-term, pursue economic opportunities, or advocate for yourself and your family. Emotional healing and economic empowerment are deeply connected. That is why Elevate Her integrates pathways toward economic sustainability alongside healing work, supporting communities as they identify resources, strengthen local leadership, and reinvest in their own people. We are not calling women to leave their communities to be healed elsewhere. We are resourcing them to heal and lead where they already are. This is how communities heal, not by extraction, but by restoration. Elevate Her exists to remind women that they are not broken beyond repair or forgotten. Healing belongs to them, and when women are given the tools, trust, and space to heal, they do more than survive. They transform the world around them. Because when women heal, the world heals too. And the mangoes? The most delicious payment I've ever received. Gerla Prevalon is an author, visionary, and global social advocate. She is the founder and executive director of nonprofit Elevate Her International Ministries, which serves communities in 5 different countries, and the for-profit business Elevate Life Coaching, Counseling, and Consulting. Her vision is to support women and leaders on their healing journeys so communities can flourish. She's also an ordained minister in the ECC, a licensed counselor and supervisor, a certified trauma-informed coach, and senior leader. Her professional career in these areas spans over 20 years. In this season, she's celebrating her debut book, Does God See Me?, which is available at every major bookstore. She lives in New Jersey with her husband of 27 years. She's the mother of 3 adult sons and the grandmother to 1 precious little girl.